Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
You know you got everybody looking.
Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
I so hate you. I so honest to God hate you. I really do.
Oh, it's so catchy. What a catchy tune.
Hey, what is going on with your teeth and gums? You have a rot or something? What, you're going to a discount dentist from, you know, a guy whose name you can't even pronounce?
Yeah, he's an Indian guy, but he's cheap. I ain't got insurance. I self-pay everything, you know? So he's a cheap dentist up in New Philadelphia I'd go to.
How
just
big?
Like the Amish do, you know what I mean?
Well, look, I offered...
Diagnosis and out the door.
I offered to help you. I've got a big pair of pliers in the garage that I got from Sears a long time ago. I never used them. I could have used those. I could have saved you even more money. I would have been happy to pull that tooth. I would have been happy.
I'm sure you would. I don't know why you'd have been happy. Then our show ratings would have went down. I wouldn't be able to talk for a few weeks.
I can go there now. I can come... I'll visit you. Where are you now? It's somewhere in Ohio, or where are you driving around right now?
I'm actually sitting in traffic in the great city of Cleveland.
Cleveland. Oh, you say David? You see David Bloomquist anywhere around there?
No.
Standing with a sign, I'll host show for food or something.
Yeah, Bloom Dummy. I love that. Bloom Dummy
Man.
Sam, why do people change their name? Don't be scared.
Yeah. Well, Sam, I'm guessing, first off, I don't know. I met her when she was Andrea, and now with the transition, I don't even know the right pronouns. I don't make any jokes about her or his pronouns. So let's just, you know, let Sam.
I have no idea about that. I just didn't know why they changed their name.
Anyway, so you go to this discount dentist. What exactly does he have a dentist chair, or you just sit in his kitchen, or what?
Yeah, I was actually telling him about the auction that Tyler Falk had the night before that had dental equipment from a dentist that shut down, and he should have got on there and replaced his chairs because he got a big rip and it was some duct tape on it.
That sounds about right.
He said, they're about $5,000 or more, you know. And I said, you know, you can go to Advanced Auto and get a car seat cover, like a bench one, and put over that thing. It'd look just as good. It wouldn't bother me. My mouth's up front and on my back, you know. So, anyhow, hey, who's in charge of the Board of Elections over here in Belmont County?
Not sure. Why? I don't think Cameron's in charge. I don't think she's in charge. I think she's second in command. I'm not sure. Why do you ask?
I thought it was Rick Farrell's daughter or something.
Well, I don't know, but let's focus. Let's
on the web page. I just wanted to know if she steps out of that, you know, if there's a conflict of interest, if she like actually steps back or not. But I read it online. I don't know.
Let's focus here on the important stuff, which is why are you driving around with a cracked windshield? That's the kind of stuff that these illegals do with their CDLs. Why do you have a cracked windshield? What?
Because people throw rocks up in my windshield. You know, about 80% of the people's windshield cracks are from their own tires. The wheels throw the rocks forward, and the actual rotation of the rock flies back into their windshield. But I've been inspected 3 times since it's windshield, and they said as long as it's not in the line of sight, you don't have to do it. Once again, it's a self-pay thing, and I'm not turning it into the insurance just like everybody else, because as soon as you turn into insurance, they either want to raise it, or if you have an accident, they want to drop you. So you're a high risk because somebody put a rock in your windshield. So I'm not even, it's not like car insurance.
What happens when you have a freeze? What happens when you have a freeze? Doesn't that destroy the whole windshield?
No, it's already all the way across, so we're good to go.
Jeez. You sure you're not illegal with the CDL without a name on it?
Speaking of illegal, the CDLs, and I noticed the last couple of weeks, they're all driving at night. And because everybody said, why is the truck stop so empty? It must be because they're arresting all these illegals. And I said, no. And I said, that doesn't seem right. And I talked to a friend of mine, and we started looking around. And then last night I'm driving, and like four trucks in the road, they were driving like morons on 70, and no CBs, and they had the fake stickers on the side. You could see where they put these fake magnets over and change the name of their company every other day so they can keep running. But they're all running at night now. So, because the cops and the weigh stations can't see in unless they got lights, the cops can't really just pull you over. And a lot of the DOT, unless you're in like Tennessee, you know, in Ohio, you don't see them at night unless they do some kind of blitz or something. So they run that turnpike and run that, you know, the ICE agents and Homeland Security and all that. There's actually Border Patrol on the turnpike in Ohio. Between Toledo and Route 8, which is over by Cleveland, they actually run the turnpike constantly, the Border Patrol.
Okay, so here's what I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. Since you know this, law enforcement certainly must know this, so why aren't they enforcing the laws after sunset?
I'm a truck driver. They're the police. You're going to have to contact them.
Whew, man.
You're going to have to contact them and maybe get the answer, but that's exactly what's going on. They're running at night. I pulled in to GoMart last night where I park at all the time for the last 4 years, and I thank them all the time and buy stuff from them all the time. And there's a few of us that we use there. And I pulled in at like 8 o'clock last night, and it was empty. Empty. On a Monday night, so usually your Monday nights through Thursday nights, it's packed. And then sometimes on Friday night, you might get a few, but sometimes Sunday night when they start moving. A lot of truckers leave on Sunday night. But the whole lot was empty. The whole thing, was, I was like, what's going on? You know, and it's the same thing. They're driving at night now so they can't get caught.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, go ahead.
But the FMCSA is also trying to pass into law that if a broker or carrier or a shipper knowingly loads a truck or sends a truck to load and this person cannot read or speak English, it's just like somebody being drunk at a bar and the last person to see them get in the car didn't report them, and they're responsible if they kill somebody. So they're trying to pass a law now or pass something that if you do that, then you're also going to be in big trouble. You know, they could pull your broker's license, fine you. So, and I agree with it because I could call and say, yeah, I'm Bobby Chabubi, and I know English, and then they have no idea who I am. And I'm just the carrier's dispatcher. They send Bobby Chabubi over there, and he picks the load up, and the people loading him and the broker and everything knows that this guy can't speak English. They know the laws, and they know it's all over the news. So they're going to be responsible also to protect the people of the country from people that just can't read. It's not even about the illegals. It's about the illegals, number one, but it's about the drivers that get licenses illegally that can't read. Or, you know, reading is the biggest thing. Speaking's great if they know how to use a CB to warn people, but the reading is the biggest thing.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. I want to make sure that I understood you correctly. Are you telling us that Shibuzi now has a CDL and he's driving?
No, I'm just saying a name, Shibabi, Shibuzi, whatever. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't
want to say, we might be Shibuzi, breaking some news here.
Okay. Nah, Shibuzi can be. He got a couple good songs out there, you know what I mean? The talk say about that. I tap my foot to his stuff, but I don't listen to it. I won't download it, but I'll tap my foot to it if I hear it. But
so I understand you're pretty upset about lots of different things. We have just a few minutes left, and I know you like to talk for about 5 hours and then take a breath. So what's lighting you up today?
Well, everybody seen my Guernsey County Water Department and a bunch of liars that are over there, and they can say whatever they want. And I offered for him. I said, you know what? I'll take a lie detector, so will Christie, and I'll have my 5-year-old take one to prove him wrong, because the kid that ripped the water meter out, everybody's like, well, your side of the leak is your responsibility. And And they're not responsible. I know that. I know that. Well, any water that goes through the meter is your responsibility. Yes, I know that too. I wasn't born last night. Yeah, I've been around a little bit. I know about water lines. I know how to dig. I know how to fix a water line. I know what a meter does. So I don't need educated on stupid stuff that people have nothing, they have nothing better to do but hurry up. So, well, I know that. You're responsible because that's what they told me. Number one, the day it happened, it was full of water, and the guy come in, and somebody else says, oh, did you call 811? I don't have to call 811 because they don't mark lines from the meter to the house to wake up. They don't do it. I've talked to them. The water department should have called 811, not asked me. So that's the first problem. They didn't know where their main water line was, so they left the water on. And then Jeff Alfin, the director and supervisor over there, says, well, we change water lines with 100 barrels a minute. We always do underwater repairs. And I said, well, good for you. But when you take an excavator and you take it down in a hole with water and you pull on the meter and rip it out, your guy did from Guernsey County, and then go back and do a report and completely lie about it. And then when I call him the first time, he's telling me, he says, well, you're the one ripped it out. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he goes, well, the guy that came out said you ripped it out. And I said, no. I said, I dug beside it. I was standing in the hole, and I used a shovel, and there was a small leak at the meter. And it was like, you know, whatever, small. I mean, it wasn't shooting out like a geyser. And the dang water was leaking. And then when I moved the meter, their side started leaking. By the time I called them, which they had phone issues, so I had to call 911 office. I called the non-emergency line so they can get a hold of the supervisor because they have phone issues at the water department. It was Friday at 4:30. They had phone issues. It started pouring out. By the time they got there, the hole was filled. They send one guy out, he leaves, comes back with a dozer and excavator, because nobody wanted to help him Friday at 5, so they had to call several people. I helped him. I was laying in the water, laying on the ground, helping find the line after he took the excavator, and he ripped it out of the ground. He ripped the thing clear out. There's no doubt about it. I saw it. Christy saw it. We all saw it. And then he has the audacity to lie. And then when I called Jeff, he tells me, well, it didn't just come out of there itself. And I said, yeah, you're right, big guy. Your guy did it. And he goes, well, I don't believe that. Why would he lie? I said, well, why wouldn't he lie? Make him look bad. He didn't follow procedure. And then I said, well, you guys fixed the first time they fixed. The guy felt bad. He fixed my side of the line with a 3-foot piece of pipe and a fitting. Yes, he fixed my side. No matter what anybody thinks and says, what the procedures are, Guernsey County Water Department fixed my side of the meter. And then it was leaking again. 2 weeks later, they come back. No questions asked. They fixed it again. I wasn't there. 6 weeks later, I'm still fighting with them, and it's leaking somewhere else because he jerked the line. What's the chances of a 20-foot piece of water line going to the house to the meter, 25 feet tops, you know, all of a sudden having a huge water leak? So they're a bunch of liars. The kid that was on the excavator, you can see on my Facebook, is a complete liar. And I told him I will pay for the lie detector test to show everybody that I don't have a dog in it to fight and lie about. I want it fixed, and all I want to fix is...